I think it's safe to say the Dean of Technology Reporting, John Markoff, is my guest. A man I look up to and I have ever since you were an editor at Byte Magazine in 1984. That's when I first got published in Byte Magazine, when the Macintosh came out. Worked at The Examiner, wrote about Silicon Valley, and then, of course, The New York Times since 1988. It was your first year at The Times. You scored a major scoop, according to Wikipedia. If Wikipedia is wrong, correct me.
A usually reliable source. was that the Morris worm?
Yeah, the Morris worm. The really first network worm anybody had ever heard of.
Well, the significant thing about the 1988 event, which is, 50,000 computers made up the entire internet at that point, and wow, it largely came to a halt. But it really was the first time that our society as a whole had any sense that this thing called networking was coming and was going to have an impact on the world. And in both a positive and negative way. But the power of networking sort of was on display in that event.
Yeah. And of course, the guy who wrote the worm was the son of an NSA cryptographer. That was
the chief scientist of the NSA,
wow,
Bob Morris, yeah, a pioneering one of the initial Unix design teams, had gone to the NSA, and he was their chief scientist, which made it a much better story.
Yeah, well, but it's a great story because Robert Tappan Morris, the creator of the worm, didn't really know. Or at least the way he tells it, he didn't really expect it. He wasn't trying to create a network virus. He just thought, well, this is interesting. I wonder if this will propagate.
That's exactly right. He was trying to do Kilroy is here.
Right.
And it just got a little out of hand, and it's fascinating to see what he didn't understand. He didn't understand the ecology of network systems. If he had this very complex system, he discovered a vulnerability in, I guess it was a flavor of Unix, but he began thinking like a war gamer. He said, "Well, if I was going to defeat my worm, what would I do?" And I would say, "I'm here, even though I wasn't here." And so he decided to go one in X times, even if he was there. And what was X? If X had been 7 million, it would have been great. No one would have ever heard of his. But he picked 7. 7 was the wrong number.
Oops. And it spread.
Exactly.
I mean, and look, 88, I mean, that was, 38 years ago? 30 years ago. And it was really, if you could read into it, kind of a warning of what was to come. Do you think that?
At the time, there were people who were making that point, but it was largely a group of science fiction writers who were writing this class of science fiction known as cyber science fiction.
Right.
So go back and read Werner Vinge. Werner wrote a book called True Names, a wonderful little novella, which is still relevant today about the questions of trust and anonymity. When you assume a world where you have infinite bandwidth and infinite computing power.